Good evening. Tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Tonight, tomorrow is Yom Kippur Katan. And this Shabbos is Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos, we always read as we enter the month of Kislev. The earliest it could be, well, the latest, sometimes it's Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, but it's always read in the vicinity of Chodesh Kislev. And therefore, there's no question that this parasha, we spoke last week, even concerning Chayasar, certainly told us as we get closer into the month of Kislev, is related to the month of Kislev, to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and as we will discuss in Mirtz Hashem tonight, the connection. Parashas told us is the sixth parasha of Chumash, the sixth, the number six, the letter in the Aleph Beis that is equal to six is the Vav. The Vav is the letter that's associated with ribui, with increase, haysofa, like we have in this week's parasha, ve'yitain lecha, yitain ve'yachzar ve'yitain. He gives and he will give. Endless bracha. Bracha itself means ribui, and the Vav is the letter associated with ribui. Now this parasha is the parasha of bracha. Pnei Menachem brings down from his predecessors that this parasha has more bracha in it than any other parasha. This whole parasha is full of brachas. In fact, as I once heard from Rav Wolfson Shlita, who said that at the end of every aliyah, there's a bracha in this parasha. The parasha ends, the first aliyah ends off with the Hirbesi Ezaracha Kechecheve Hashamayim Vehizboruchu Vezaracha Kol Goye Ha'oretz. So there's a bracha here before Sheni, before Shlishi, Vayivorchehu Hashem, before Revi'i, Hirchiv Hashem Lanu Farinu Ba'aretz, which is clearly a bracha, Harchava, Parinu Ba'aretz, before Chamishi, Ato Ato Beruch Hashem, before Shishi, Hashabeirichai Hashem, and then of course comes the actual bracha that Yaakov receives from Yitzchak, and before Shvi, V'yiten Lecha is Berkas Avraham. This is a parash of constant bracha. One bracha after another, especially the bracha of the Yitan Lecha, which it's customary to say it on Motzei Shabbos as we enter the week. So this is a parasha of bracha. This is a parasha of hoysofa, of ribui, and that's why it's the sixth parasha. And in fact, it begins with a vav. Ve'ela told us Yitzchak. The parasha is called Toldos. Toldos means literally children, but it also means revelation, because Leda, birth, is revelation. A fetus, when it's in its mother's womb, is concealed. When the baby comes out, birth is revelation, Leda. That's why Mashiach's coming is referred to in the Navi as the Leda, the birth. Prior is the Chevle Leda, because when Mashiach comes, there will be revelation. So this is a parasha that's called Toldos. This is a parasha of revelation. The Yom Tov of Chanukah, of course, is the Yom Tov of revelation. The oil became revealed. The Pach Shemen that was concealed was revealed. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Gilui, the Or HaGonuz, as mentioned last week. B'Shem D'Roi Keach, the hidden light that was concealed is revealed during the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Bracha. In fact, if you take the word Chanukah and spell it Beribua, that means a Ches, Ches Nun, Ches Nun Chof, Ches Nun Chof Hey. That's called the Gematria Biribua, which is what we do on Chanukah. The first night you light one, the next night two, one and two, and then one, two, three, and then one. So Ches, Ches Nun Chof, Ches Nun Chof Hey is the Gematria Bracha. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Bracha, it's the Yom Tov of Ribui, every night another Nair, Hoysofa, Mailin Bakoidish. And as we enter the month of Kislev, we read Parshas Toldos. So Parshas Toldos, as we all know, speaks to us about Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav, twins who are born at the beginning of the parsha, and then on the day of Avraham's Petira, Yaakov asks that Esav sell him the Bechayra. Bechayra, same letters as Bracha, which Esav does. And the words that Yaakov uses here is Michra Chayoim es Bechayrasachali. What does it mean, Michra Chayoim? Sell like the day. What does that mean? Al pidiktuk, if anything, it should have said kiyoim. What's kayoim? Ka is keha. Whenever you have a prefix with a pasach, so chayoim is kehayoim. What does that mean? Mikra kehayoim esbuchay razchali. Onkelos translates zabin kiyoim dilhein. What does dilhein mean? Rashi brings the onkelos. And Rashi says, "Kayoyim shehu borur," like a day that's clear. Kach mechor li mechira berura. So Rashi is translating the dilhein that the unkelus uses here, this word, as clear, a definite sale. You got to sell me the bechayr. The obvious question all the mefarshim is, how do you sell the bechayr? How do you sell it? It's not tangible. What are you selling? What is it exactly that Esav is selling to Yaakov? And we see later that Esav contests this, because later Esav is upset that Yaakov takes away the bracha, and he says, "Vayakveni zeh pa'amayim." So what exactly is this bechayra that Yaakov is buying from Esav? The pasuk tells us that Yitzchak loved Esav, kitzayid befiv. Can that be that Yitzchak loved Esav because Esav gave him food? That's Yitzchak Avinu, Pachad Yitzchak. So he loved Esav because Esav brought him steaks at night. That's the reason why he loved him. And Rivka Yehevah says, Yaakov, it can't be that Yitzchak loved Esav because he fed him. He loved Esav. Esav was his child. But what's the Kitzayat Bepiv? What exactly does Kitzayat Bepiv mean? The Pasha begins, the Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham hoilid es Yitzchak. Clearly excluding Yishmael, because Yishmael was born to Avram when he was Avram, not Avraham. But told us Yitzchak, that's Yaakov, and as Rashi says, even Esav, Yaakov and Esav who Amurim b'Parsha, are Yitzchak is ben Avraham, and Avraham hoilid es Yitzchak, not Avram. So when Yitzchak is born, Avram was already Avraham. So that's Am Yisrael is from there and on. Yishmael is excluded. The end of the parasha is Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav goes to Yishmael. Esav and Yishmael join. The beginning of the parasha is Avram and Yitzchak. Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avram hoyved es Yitzchak. Yaakov is the fusion of Avraham and Yitzchak. Yaakov is Hismazgus Hamidos. Avram is Chesed. Yitzchak is Gevura, and Yaakov is the fusion of the two. Chesed and Gevura together, that's Teferes, that's Yaakov Avinu. When Chesed and Gevura get together, Yamin and Smoil of Kedusha, that's Avram and Yitzchak, you get Yaakov, Teferes. Esav and Yishmael are the Le'umazeh of Avram and Yitzchak. Esav is the Psoiles of Yitzchak. Yishmael is the Psoiles of Avram. As the Gemara says, Yotza Mimenu Yishmael. Sifri Hasidus interpreted as Yotza. They're out. Yishmael is out of Avram. He's not part of Avram. Or by Esav it says, by Yitzchak, Avram, Yotza Mimenu Yishmael, and by Yitzchak, Yotza Mimenu Esav. So by Esav and Yishmael are the Le'umazeh, the Psoiles of Avram and Yitzchak, which is the Yamin and the Smoil. Yamin, the right side, is Chesed, Kiyodua. And the left, that's Gevura. So the Yamin and the Smoil at the beginning is Avram and Yitzchak. The end is Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, is the Yamin and the Smoil of Klipa, of Tumah. But what does this mean? What's the connection, of course, to the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is coming, where there's a Machloikus? Where do you light the menorah? Do you light the menorah on the left side, or do you light the menorah on the right side? There's one opinion there, Chanukah miYamin. One opinion in the Gemara, Ner Chanukah miSmoil. That's a Wepaskin, Ner Chanukah miSmoil. So what exactly does this have to do with the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah? The Haftarah this week is from Malachi. Malachi scolds Klal Yisrael. Even though he starts off, "Ahavti Aschem Amar Hashem, Haloi Och Esav LeYaakov, V'Oy Havas Yaakov, V'Es Esav Soneisi," which by Pashtus, that's already the connection to the parasha here, which is about Yaakov and Esav. But then the Pesukim go into what went on at that time in the Beis Hamikdash. Clearly Hashem is very upset with the way the Kohanim treated the Avodah. The Pasuk refers to the Kohanim as Boizei Shmi, repulsive bread you bring on my mizbeach, and you want to know how you repulsed me. Shulchan Hashem nivzehu, v'chisagishun iver, v'chisagishu pisach, v'chol hakriveyon olafech vasechem. Famous pesukim. The Hashem was clearly upset with the avoda of the kohanim at that time. That's what the Haftarah talks about. What does the Haftarah have to do with the parasha? As we prepare for the Yom Tov of Chanukah, why exactly did the Greeks have a shlita over Am Yisrael? Any time that the Goyim have power over us, we have to understand why. What did we do wrong to deserve to have to be subservient to that particular ummah that we are subservient to? In the time of Chanukah, prior to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, says the Bach, very important Bach, at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, Simen Tov Reish Ayin, which is the first Simen of Hilchas Chanukah, Agad, the Svarim tell us that even the Simen in Halacha, that the Beis Yosef, that the Mechaber, put together, is all Beruach HaKodesh. The fact that the first Simen of Hilchas Chanukah is Tov Reish Ayin has something to do with Chanukah. In fact, Tov Reish Ayin is exactly Begematria, Vitzivonu Lahadlik, Ner Chanukah, 670. Tov Reish Ayin. Tov Reish Ayin is the first Simen of Hilchas Chanukah. And there, the Mechaber, the Tur tells us what Chanukah is all about, what happened on Chafei Kislev, 8 days. And the Bach says why Klal Yisrael suffered under the Greeks. So the Bach says like this. He shows the contrast between Purim and Chanukah, the famous Chiluk. Purim, he says, the Gezeira was because they went to a party. They feasted at a party which they should not have gone to, and therefore they had to be mesakein it by fasting, and Chazal instituted feasting, mishta. However, Chanukah was different. The reason why there was a Gezeira, that the Yevonim, Malchus Yavon lasted 180 years, during the time of Bayis Sheni, the first 214 years they were under the rule of the nations. The first 34 was under the Persian rule, and then 180 years after that they were under Greek rule. So what's the reason why, says the Bach, Shehisrashlu ba'avoida, they were lax in their service of Hashem. Lax, hisrashlus, ashekarcha. The opposite of zrizus. They weren't zrizim, they were atzelim. And therefore, hoisa ha-gezeiru levatel mehem ho-avoida. That's why the gezeiru was to take away from them the avoida. Kedetanya bebraisa shegozer alein oisle ha-roshin, that's Antiochus, I imagine. Levatel ha-tomid. And then he adds, there was another mitzvah that Antiochus told his people, if you get rid of this mitzvah from the Jews, they're lost. They'll be delivered into your hands. So what's that? The lighting of the menorah. That's why they went in and they contaminated the oil. And therefore, kishachozru b'tshuva limsar nafsham al ha'avoida, because it was the avoida that they were lacking in. So they did tshuva. They were meisa nefesh to once again do the avoida properly. Hayshiem Hashem al yedei koyhanim oivdei ha'avoida bebeis Hashem. Who were the ones who threw them? The nace occurred, the Kohanim, Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who are the Oivdei Avoida. They were the ones who were Maaseh Nefesh, and then Avoida was restored. The Beis Hamikdash was renewed, Chanukas, Oz Egmor Bashir Mizmor, Chanukas HaMizbeach. It was actually the Chanukah of the Bayis Sheni, because the Bayis Sheni didn't have a Chanukah at the beginning, because they were under Persian rule. So their first Chanukah that they were able to make during Bayis Sheni was 214 years after it was built. One of the reasons why the Yom Tov is referred to as Chanukah. So we see from here that the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the restoration of Avoida, the tikkun of the lack of Zrizus. There was a laxity, his rashlus in Avoida, which at that time meant Karbonos, all the Avoidas in the Beis HaMikdash. In our time, Avoida, of course, is davening. Ulo'ovdoi b'chol levavchem, ezehu Avoida shehi belev. As the Gemara says at the beginning of Tainus, Zu hi tfila, or as the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Tfila, how do you know you're supposed to daven? Shenema va'avat tem eis Hashem aloikeichem. So avoida is tfila. So that's why they instituted on Chanukah Hallel V'Hoida'ah, which is Tefillah. As we mentioned, the Bnei Yisoschar, writes that Chanukah is the windpipe, the trachea, the koneh, and Purim is the veshet, the food pipe, because Purim is the Yom Tov that we eat and drink. Because the Avera was that they ate and drank where they shouldn't have. So we're masakin it. They were masakin it by fasting, and then the Yom Tov is to feast on a high level. Chanukah, the Gezeira was because of lack of Avoida. What is Hisrashlis in Avoida? The Tikkun is Avoida. Why does Yaakov take away the Bechaira from Esav? Yaakov takes away the Bechaira from Esav is because who does the Avoida? And at that time there were no Kehanim, the firstborns. Avoida b'Bechairos. Which incidentally, as the Arizal says in Likutei Torah in Yecheskel, and he quotes a Medrash, that the Avoida will once again be restored to the firstborn. When Mashiach will come, and Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, once again the firstborns will serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and perhaps we get a taste of it every Chanukah, where everyone lights the menorah. You don't have to be a Kohen to light the menorah. You don't have to be a Kohen to clean the wicks in the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone can light the menorah also, but no one, only Kohanim can do the Hatova. We all do, anyone, Chanukah, we light the menorah, we do that, we clean the wicks, we do everything. You don't have to be a Kohen. So it's like sort of the time when the Avodah will once again be returned, even to those who are not Kohen, to all firstborns. So Rashi brings here, when Yaakov asks Esav, and Esav actually comes back on the day that Avram Avinu passes away. That was the Michra Chayoyim, that was the day that Avram passed away. And he says he wants to eat from the Nizid Adoshim. So Yaakov Avinu says, Michra Chayoyim, why? Lefisha ha'avoida b'vchayros. Here's already the connection to Chanukah. The avoida, the service, serving Hashem was done by the firstborn. So Amar Yaakov, ein rosha ze kedai sheyakriv la'kodesh baruch. He doesn't deserve it. Look at him, he's a murderer, he was over. It says five averes that day. Everything that the Gemara says, he's going to do the Avoida. He says, what's this Bechaira business? He says, he's Shevet Levi Yitra Loiser. There's actually a Medrash that says that Esav actually foresaw that it's not going to last because the Kehanim are going to take it away anyway in the future. Or Esav said, what does this come with? Many Azharais, Einshin, Misais, Tluyinba. I don't want it. I don't want it. Vayivez Esav es habechayra heyid hakosuv al rishoy shebiza avoidosoy shel mokim. Esav denigrated serving Hashem. He was mevaza the avoida. Since he was mevaza the avoida, bechayra is in order. What's the whole idea of being a firstborn? Being a firstborn means that you're the one that's going to serve Hashem more even than the rest of the family. That's the Bechor is like the Kohen. The Bechor is the one who serves. But you don't deserve to serve. Look how you talk. Look how you act. You don't deserve the Bechor. I want the Bechor. I'm taking it from you. And Esav sells it. And he's Mevaza the Avoda. And that was the reason why the Yevonim ruled over Klal Yisrael at that time, because they were Mevaza the Avoda. They were Misrashel, as the Bach says. And that can be the connection to the Haftarah. The Haftarah speaks about that. The Haftarah speaks about how they were Mevaza the Avoda. That's the Haftarah speaks about. And that's why there was a Gezeirah from Malchus Yavan. So Chanukah comes, and Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we're misaken that which we were lax, or even worse, in our Avoida. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the restoration of the Avoida. The Chassam Sofer says that Yaakov was actually buying his portion in the Moris HaMachpelah from Esav. Because the only one who's buried in the Moris HaMachpelah is someone who's a Bechor. Avraham is clearly a Bechor. Yitzchak is the Bechor. Yishmael is not considered Avraham's child. He wasn't born to him when he was Avraham. So Yitzchak is the Bechor of Avraham and Sarah. No problem. Yaakov, there's a problem. So although Yaakov is Yitzchak's son, but he wasn't born first. Esav was born first. So he is the Bechor genetically, so therefore he should be the one that's buried in the Moris HaMachpelah. And in fact, he considered himself the Bechor, therefore he should be buried in the Moris HaMachpelah. And we see that from later on, Parshas Vayechi, When they brought Yaakov to the Maris HaMachpelah, Esav doesn't let them in. Esav says, I'm the Bechor, I get buried here. Even though he sold the Bechor to Yaakov. So he was Ma'arer on the, why was he Ma'arer on the Kvura? Because the one who is buried in the Maris HaMachpelah has to be the Bechor. So Yaakov asks Esav, Michro Chayoyim Es Bechoros Choli, says the Chassam Sofer, this week's parasha. What did Yaakov buy from Esav? How do you buy the Bechor, as we asked before? It's not a tangible thing. He was buying the Chelek, the plot in the Maris HaMachpelah from Esav, so that Esav shouldn't contest it, which he did anyway later. That's why, perhaps, Yaakov says in Parshas Vayechi, I want you to bury me bekivri asher korisili, in my grave, that either that means that I dug, or, as Rashi brings, asher konisi, that I bought. Where do we find that Yaakov bought the Maris HaMachpelah? Avram bought the Maris HaMachpelah. Where did Yaakov buy the Maris HaMachpelah? Then Rashi brings, Shenotal Yaakov kol kesef v'zohav shehev mi beis lovan v'osa oisai kri v'omal ha'esef tul zeh b'shvil chelkecha b'ma'ora. And it could be that it goes together with this pshat of the Chassam Sofer. That's what it means. He bought it. Karisi either means I dug, or I bought, or I piled. He gave him a lot of money for this. This is a huge heap of money. Here it says he bought it from Lavan. This could have been later on. Later on, not only did he sell Yaakov the Bechorah here, but Yaakov later on gave him even more money for it, according to the third pshat, Nasha Karisili. So what did he buy the Bechorah? What did he buy this? What was he buying, what you should say? What was he selling to him? What was he buying from him? His chelek in the Maharas HaMachpelah. That's the Bechorah. B'nai Yisoscha tells us, and actually the Chassam Sofer writes this in another place. Chassam Sofer also has the same cheshbon, that the day that Yaakov is buried in the Maris HaMachpelah was Chanukah. Because he was nifter on Sukkos. He says, we have a Kabbalah that Yaakov was nifter on Sukkos. He says, we know Yaakov is Sukkos. Ulu miknehu osa Sukkos. V'Yaakov nosa Sukkos. Pesach is Avram Avinu, Yitzchak is Shavuos. Yaakov is Sukkos. So Yaakov passed away on Sukkos, and it says he was buried 70 days later. So make the cheshbon. That's when they came to Mitzrayim. They went from Mitzrayim to Canaan. He was buried on Chanukah. One version is the first day of Chanukah. One gear says he was buried Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is Chanukah. And that's the same day that Esav was killed. We know that Yaakov was buried the same day that Esav was killed, as the pasuk says in this week's parasha. Rivka says, Lama eshkal gam shneichem b'yoyim echad. Why should I lose both of you in one day? So Rashi brings it from the Gemara in Saita. Ruach HaKodesh Nisru Kabav. And it's Naba Oshe B'yayim Echad Yomusim. One day they're going to die. It means one day they're going to be buried. Because Yaakov already died 70 days before that. What day is that? That's Chanukah. That means, according to the Cheshmet of the Bnei Yisrael, which the Chassam Sofer also agrees to in a different place, that means the burial was on Chanukah. Esav was killed on Chanukah. So it's no wonder what the Moranayim writes, Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we celebrate the Mapola of all the Umos HaOlam. It's a time where Klal Yisrael, as we'll soon discuss, rule over all the nations. That's what it means, Bechor. Bini Bechori Yisrael. That's why we say, only on Chanukah, we sing the Mo'iz Tzur, where we mention the Mapola of all the Umos. We say, Kates Bovel, Zeru Bovel, Kreuz Koimas Beroish. Why are we talking about Purim on Chanukah? The Mo'iz Tzur talks about the Mapola of all the Umos. Nebuchadnezzar talks about Chel Paroi v'chol Zara, Yardu Ke'evin v'metzula. Then you have Kates Bovel Zerubovel. Then you have Christ Koimaz Beroish. And then, of course, you have Yevonim Nikbetzu Olai. And we're not finished. Then we go to Edoim, Chasoiv Zre'a Kodshechava, Korib Ketzal Yeshua, Techei Admoim, Betzel Tzalmoim. All the Umos. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Mapola of all the Umos, because Chanukah is Oyre Shel Melech HaMashiach. So on Chanukah, we are zoiched to defeat all the nations. That's the day that Esav is killed. And Esav, who tries to prevent Yaakov from being buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. Michra Chayoyim. Perhaps this explains why it says Kayoyim. Kayoyim, as mentioned before, is Kihayoyim. That's Chof Heyoyim. Yoyim Chof Hey. What day is Yaakov talking about here? Yaakov is asking Esav to sell him his right in the Maris HaMachpelah, and when did that occur? That occurs on Chanukah. Michra Chayoyim. The Chassam Sofer actually says, when he says Chayoyim, he means like today. Today, Avraham died. because this is a debate that Avram passed away, and he was buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. I'm asking you to sell me that, the same thing. He's being buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. I want you to sell me that plot, Kayoim, like today, when I die, Yaakov is saying. Sell it to me. Uncle says, Dilhain. Dilhain is Begematria Chanukah. Dalad Lamed Hey Nun is 89. That's equal to the word Chanukah. Yaakov is buying from Esav the Bechaira, which is his right to be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah, as he mentioned last week, which is being revealed. It was revealed last week in Chayasara, the Maris HaMachpelah, which was hidden, like the Or HaGanez, that's the Pesach of Gan Eden. He's buying it from Esav, and it's going to end up that he's going to be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah on Chanukah, which means Chanukah is the Yomtiv that the Bechaira is revealed. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Mitzrayim, Hashem tells him, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Koi Omar Hashem, Beni Bechayri Yisrael. I want you to tell Paroi, he's starting up with my firstborn. And because he's starting up with my firstborn, I'm going to start up with his. The Omar tell Paroi, Koi Omar Hashem, Beni Bechayri Yisrael. Koi Omar Hashem, Koi, Chavhei. The Marinayim says, by the Akeda, it says, Ani v'hanar neilcha at koi. He also says, Maran, that's koi is Chanukah. Chafhei. That's the last yomtiv. Till the last yomtiv. Chanukah is the last yomtiv. Chanukah is the yomtiv in which when it's revealed that we are Hashem's firstborn and we are called Yisrael. What's the difference between Yisrael and Yaakov? And it's interesting that in the Al-Hanisim, which we don't do on Purim, only on Chanukah. We mentioned twice in the Al Hanisim the word Yisrael. We say that the Yevonim, Malchus Harosho, Al-Amcha Yisrael, Hashkicham Teresecha. And then later, you gave us a Yeshua, La'amcha Yisrael, Asisa Teshua Gedoylo, Furkan Kayamez. What's the Diok Yisrael? You know, Purim, we say Shoshanas Yaakov. There's no mention of Yisrael on Purim. Chanukah, we mention Yisrael. The difference is, because Purim was in Golis. Purim was in Malchus Parasu Madai. In fact, even after the Nes of Purim, says the Gemara, we don't say Hallel, because Akati Avdi the Achashverosh Anan. We were still subservient to Achashverosh. It wasn't complete Cheres. It wasn't yet realized that we rule. We didn't really totally rule. Chanukah we did. Chanukah, Malchus Yavan came to an end. Klal Yisrael was zeichet to independence. The Chashmenoim take over the Melucha. The Rambam actually says it in a positive way. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi says it negatively, that's why the Chashmenoim died young and they were all wiped out, despite they were Chassidei Elyon. He says because they took the Melucha. The Melucha is not for them. The Melucha is for Yehuda. L'yosu shevet Yehuda mechokek ben raglav. The Rambam clearly seems to disagree with that, because the Rambam in the first sif of his Seif Mishnah Torah Hilchas Chanukah says for Chazra Malchus LiYisrael. Korav l'mosayim shana, as if it's a positive thing, it's part of the nes, that we were zeichet to malchus, we were zeichet to rule. That was the Chanukah's habayis. And the name Yisrael became realized. What's Yisrael? Yisrael, as we lay in the upcoming parish, is always read in Chodesh Kislev, Parshas Vayishlach, which is always read prior to Chanukah. Ki sorisa im Elohim v'im anoshim v'atuchal. The name Yisrael is from Loshen Sar. Sorisa. You rule, you overcame, you defeated the Malach. Kisarisa Elohim v'Anoshim Vatucha. The Malach of Esav says to Yaakov, "You won." Sarisa Elohim v'Anoshim Vatucha. Not only that, but as Rashi brings here, Haydeloy al habrochos. He admitted the brachos are yours. Since the bracha, which is the same letters as bechayra, in other words, he's admitting you get the bracha, you get the bechayra. You're Yisrael. Esav is not Yisrael. You're Yisrael. You rule. And later, in the same parasha, Hashem himself tells Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, lo yikore Shimcha oid Yaakov kim Yisrael yeshemach. Your name is Yisrael, not Yaakov, not Loshen of Ekev or trickery by Yaakveni Zepamayim, as Esav says to Yitzchak in the parasha. Look what he did. He cunningly, shrewdly took away the Bechaira and the Bracha from me, because they go together. No, Yisrael. Yisrael means he deserves the title. He is the Bechor. Bechor and Yisrael go together. Beni Bechori Yisrael. Miloshen Sar. Meaning that the brachas were taken rightfully so away from Esav. Who we can thank Rivka for that. Because Rivka knew. that the bracha goes to Yaakov. Yaakov's the bechor, especially now. Esav sold it to him. He's the one who's going to be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah, not Esav. That becomes realized Chanukah. Chanukah, therefore, is the Yom Tov of Bnei Bechori Yisrael. La'amcha Yisrael osisa teshuva gedoyla furkan kehayoyim hazeh yoyim chofhei. Michra chayoyim, kehayoyim hazeh. Remez to this mechira here, which is chayoyim, which is chofheyoyim, which is Chanukah, dilhein begamatria Chanukah. In fact, at the beginning of the parasha here already, we find when Shem ben Noach is mevaser Rivka that she's going to have two children, shnei goyim bevitnech u'shnei le'umim. The Rav Yavoid Tzair, the older one is going to worship, going to work for the younger one. The older one is going to be subservient to the younger one. That's how it's supposed to be. The Rav, meaning Esav, who is the Rav, the Rabbim, the multitude, goyim are the majority in the world. But they're going to be subservient to the Tzair, to the minority, that's the concept of Chanukah, Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim. The Rav Yavoid Tzair is Begematria, also of Itzivonu Lahadak Ner Chanukah, 670, Tof Reish Ayin. The first siman in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Reish Ayin of Hilchas Chanukah. The Rav Yavoid Tzair. All the Svarim speak about the unique character of Chanukah, that Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that goes when all the Yom Tov goes, as we mentioned many, many times. And as we're approaching the Yom Tov of Chanukah, kedai to mention it again, Chanukah goes into the boundary of Esav. Because Esav's boundary is on the left. Today everyone knows what it means, the left. The goyim themselves are distancing themselves from the left. Those who are on the right, the more conservative, those who are more religious, distance themselves from those who they call the left, the atheists. They're the left, the liberals. Chanukah, we like them on the left side. Ner Chanukah mismoil, according to the Gemara, the Paskin, it's Ner Chanukah mismoil. Where else do we light? Below 10 tefachim. The mitzvah is lahanicha l'mata miyud. Where else? Outside. Al Pesach Beisoy mi bachutz. When? Second half of the month. There's no other Yom Tov that starts in the second half of the month like Chanukah. Every other Yom Tov is either in the beginning or the middle. Never after the middle when the moon is in concealment mode. Shavuos, let's say, is Vav Zayin. Sukkos Pesach is Tes Vav. Kayim Asiyara Ba'ashlamus, when the moon is full. Never afterwards. Rosh Hashanah, of course, Yom Kippur is all before. And even Purim is 14, 15. Not past. Chanukah, 25, all the way at the end of the month, when the moon is in concealment mode. Not only that, but one of the days of Chanukah, it's 8 days, is when the moon is totally concealed, like tonight, Chavtes, tomorrow, Yom Kippur Katan, Chavtes, the moon you can't see at all. Chavtes, Lamed. So Chanukah always has a day when the moon is totally concealed. So Chanukah is so bright, it illuminates where no other Yom Tov can go, because it goes on the left, it goes below 10, it goes outside, it goes second half of the month, nighttime. Nighttime is the shlita of Esav, the shlita of the klipos. The tumah is at night. Bois sirmois kol chayza yar, when all the evening creatures come out. The night that's associated with the tzad smoil, the left side, below 10. Dovka la'oretz nafshenu, down on the bottom, below 10. The Gemara says in Sukkah, may oylam lo yar the shechina lamata miyud. The shechina never went below yud. The shechina stops. When it's 10 tefachim, the Shekhinah doesn't go below. But Chanukah, we light below. Even those who fell below 10, where the Shekhinah doesn't go, we light the menorah for them. That means those Jews who were trapped in the world of Esav, which the world of Esav is the left, below 10, outside, second half of the month, concealment, Chanukah affects them. Vayav Yitzchak es Esav ki tzayid befiv. We asked before, what does it mean that Yitzchak loved Esav because he gave him food? So the taich that the Svarim tell us is, Yitzchak loved the neshamas that were trapped in Esav. Tzayid means trapped. Many, many neshamas are trapped in Esav. Rabbi Akiva comes from Esav. Rabbi Meir comes from Esav. Shmai of Avtalion come from Esav. How many great Tzadikim who are Geirim, all come from Esav. Not from Yishmael, from Esav. Chidah says there are no Geirim from Yishmael, only from Esav. Because in Esav, there was Nitzutzei Kedusha. Esav was a Yid. He was a Yisrael Mumer, the Gemara says in Kedusha. But he was a Yid. The Ahava that Yitzchak had for him didn't go to waste. You can learn two ways. Either the fact that because Yitzchak loved Esav, that's why Tzayid Bepiv. Or what did Yitzchak love in Esav? Tzayid Bepiv, the neshamas that were The gefangene of neshamas, the trapped neshamas that were in Esav. Kitzayet bepiv is begematria yehi or. Yehi or is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the Yom Tov of light. We know the 25th word of Chumash is or, yehi or. Or is word number 25. The Svarim say this. So Yehi Or, that's Hanukkah. What happens on Hanukkah? Those neshamas that are trapped in Esav come out. Ki tzayit bepiv, begematria Yehi Or. That Yitzchak loves Esav means Yitzchak saw those neshamas that were trapped in Esav. Yaakov tries to get those neshamas out. And that's why Yaakov has to go into the boundary of Esav. Yaakov has to go into the world of deceit. Yaakov has to actually sort of lie and fake, put on big day Esav. He has to say to Yitzchak, Anoichi Esav b'chayrecha, which Rashi says he meant to say, I am who I am. Anoichi hu ameivilach. It says a pashta on top of the word Anoichi, which means you're supposed to take a pause, because it's like two separate sentences. And Esav is your b'char. But when you read it, it says, I am Esav your b'char. So we're trying to show that Yaakov, even when he had to sort of lie, was really telling the truth. But Esav is sheker. Esav miloshen shov. Shov is sheker. Esav is sheker. Yaakov has to go. Yaakov is the ish emes. He can't lie if you... He doesn't know what it means to lie. But Yaakov ish tom, ein echarev l'ramos, as Rashi says in the parasha here. Yaakov is the most tamimistic person. Titein emes li'Yaakov. Yaakov le'mes is oisius emes li'Yaakov. Because Yaakov is emes. So Yaakov can't lie, and his nisayon was that he had to lie. But let's see, even when he lies, how truthful he can stay. That was his nisayon. So even in the midst of the sheker, he's trying to be as emes as possible. But he had to say, Anoichi Esav b'chayrecha. He had to go into the boundary of Esav. He had to go into the left. He had to go below 10. He had to go outside in order to get those neshamas out of Esav. And when he enters with Gan Eden, as the Pasuk says that Yitzchak says, Re'ei Reach Beni Kireach Sod, Shenosan by Reach Toiv, Sedei Tapuchim, which is Reach Gan Eden, Nichnas Imoi Reach Gan Eden. Yaakov came with the Reach of Gan Eden, as mentioned last week, the Pesach of Gan Eden. That's the Maris HaMachpelah, that's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Gan Eden. Chanukah is Olam Haba. There's a machlokes in the Gemara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How do we light? Do we light in increase mode or in decrease mode? According to Beis Hillel, Milan Bakhoidash Vilaymoy Ridin, so every night Moisifin. We add another in there. That's how we paskin. Chanukah Rosh Hashanah Ches Neiros V'Halacha Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds no Poichasin. Poichas V'Hoilach Kippore Hachag. Like the bulls on Sukkos. Chanukah is a Hemshech of Sukkos. Basukas Teshuvah Shivas Yomim is Rosh Hashanah. Tishbi. Tishbi is Begamatria Chanukah 8 times. Chanukah 8 times. 89 times 8 to 7, 12 is the Rosh Hashanah of Basukas Teshuvah Shivas Yomim. Chanukah is the Hemshech of Sukkos. So on Sukkos we offer on the Mizbeach the 70 bulls in decrease mode. Every night one less. Every day one less. So Chanukah also we do that. What is the significance? What does it symbolize? The decrease mode. Rashi says in Parshas Pinchas, "Kenega de umayis ha'olam shepoichasin v'holchim." So the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, Schusi Agan Aleinu, says as an amazing concept when it says by the Porei Hachag. So by some of them it says Seir Izim, by some of them it says Seir. The first day of Sukkot, Seir Izim Echot Chatos. The next day it says Seir Izim. Then it says Seir. Then it goes back to Seir Izim. Then it says Seir. Then it says Seir again. Then it says Seir. What's this? Why sometimes Seir Izim? Why sometimes Seir? So the Gra says, based on the Zohar, Seir, he says, is Esav, and Seir Izim is Yishmael. The 70 Umais are under Esav and Yishmael. Esav and Yishmael are the Mlochim, sort of. They're the kings. There are 35 under Esav, 35 under Yishmael, altogether 70. He says, so that's why the first one, when they brought 13 bulls, it says Sirizim, that's Esav. The next one, how many were there? 12 bulls, that's altogether 25, still Esav. The third one, it says how many bulls there were? 11. So then that'll be, that's over 35. So then that switches to Seir. Now we go to Yishmael now. The next one, back to Seirizim, because the next one, there's 10. is exactly 35. Then the rest, again, Seir. The famous words from the Gra. So what is the Gra teaching us? That the 70 bulls are under the domain of Esav and Yishmael. The 70 umays, that's Esav and Yishmael. It's all Esav and Yishmael. Whether it's the Christian, the Muslim world, whatever we see today, that's Esav and Yishmael. So, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael at the end of the parasha, Esav joins with Yishmael. When Esav joins with Yishmael, that means all the umays join together. So what do we do? What do we do? We have Hanukkah. With Hanukkah, we're not afraid of any of the Umayyad Islam. The Ner Hanukkah combats all the Umayyads, as we say in the Moyes Tzur, all of them. On the one hand, the Balaturim tells us that this parish of Eilat told us Yitzchak is Tzmichas David. The Balaturim, Arishain, tells us, Al Pnei Kolech of Nafal, the last words at the end of Chayasar is referring to the downfall of Yishmael. Eila told us Yitzchak is Tzmichas ben David. Says the Balaturim, we mentioned this last week based on the pick of the Rebbe Elazar. When does Mashiach come? When Yishmael falls. K'sheyipol Yishmael ba'achris hayomim, al p'nei kol echov nofel b'gematria dor acharoin. Then the Eila told us Yitzchak, which is b'gematria, hine anoichi sheleachem es Eliyahu Hanavi. So the Eila told us Yitzchak, this parasha is the Geula. This is the parasha of Tzmichas ha-Geula. Yaakov takes away the Bechaira from Esav. V'rav Yavoit Sa'ir. Yaakov is recognized as the Bechor. Yaakov receives all the brachas. But at the end, we read Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. So what's happening? Because that's what's going to happen. When Mashiach is going to come, all the Umayyads are going to get together. All the Umayyads are going to want to fight Mashiach. Perek Beis of Tehillim. Lama Rokshu Goyim El Umim Yegurik Yisyatzvu Malche Eretz V'roiznim Nois Diyor Al Hashem V'al Mashiachai. And then Hashem steps in, and it's all Yosef Bashemayim Yitzchak, Hashem Yilag Lomoy, Ot Yedabre Elemoy Va'apa, Yivacharoyne Yivahalemoy, Anino Sakhti Malki Al Tziyoyin Arkotshi. You're starting up with my king? Chanukah is Oyro Shel Melech HaMashiach. So when we have Chanukah, we have Mashiach. We're not afraid of the Umay Sa'ilam. The Eila told us Yitzchak Ben Avraham, this is the Tzmicha of Ben David, which ultimately is V'rav Yavoyt Sa'ir, as Rashi says, means Simon, that at the end of Malchus Esav, Yaakov takes it away from him. And that's it. The Bechaira is sold. Yaakov is the Bechor. And we read later, Yaakov becomes Yisrael. B'ni Bechori Yisrael. So we are recognized as Hashem's firstborn. That's Yisrael. Yisrael means we rule. That's what happened on Chanukah. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov, as we started talking, of the restoration of the Avodah. So what do we have to be doing now as we enter Chodesh Kislev? Pasuk says, Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem. Yitzchak Davin to Hashem. It's interesting. The word that the Torah uses is the Shoiresh Eser. Ayin Tov Resh, also 670, Begamatria of Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, the first Siman of Shulchan Aruch, Tov Resh Ayin, Vayetar, Davin, and Davin Har, this is not regular davening. Vayetar is more than just plain davening. It's Hirba Vehiftsir Betfila, to be Mesakein, his rashlus in Avodah. We got to go to the extreme. Lack, not davening the way we should have, which is what brought lack of Avodah, which brought about Shlita of Yavon. Perhaps today, why the Yishma'elim? The Yishma'elim are very similar to the Yavonim. The Yavonim are referred to as Akrov, as we mentioned. The Medrash says Akrov Zu Yavon. Rabbeinu Bachya says, in Parshas Hazinu, I believe, that Akrov is Yishmael. Both are Okar Bayis. Akrov, Okar Bayis. So Yishma'elim and Yavonim are very similar. So just like we were Zoycha then, when Malchus Yavon fell to Chanukah, we will be zoicha now to Mashiach when Malchus Yishmael falls. K'sheyipol Yishmael ba'achrus hayomim. And Yishmael is Yishma'kel. As we mentioned last week, Mazel Keshes, Kislev is Keshes. And Yishmael is Roi v'kashas. Says the Pasuk in Vayechi, Ba'ani nesati l'cho shchem achad alachecha shelokachti miyad ho'emoiri b'charbi uv'kashti. The Pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu was talking to Yosef. I took away the shchem, the b'chayra, the shchem achad. The portion, the extra portion that Esav would have had, I took it away from him, and I'm giving it to you. Besides literally meaning Shechem, it also means the Bechayra. And the other pasuk says, Eshalokachti miyad ho'emoyri, which is Esav, she'osam ha'isei ha'moyri, Becharbi uvekashti, which is what? Kochmosi utefilosi, bakoshosi, tsloisi ubausi. Knows how did Yaakov take away the Bechorah from Esav? Not just cunningly, in a shrewd way, trying to convince him so that he could eat the broth. He davened. Yaakov had to daven in order to get the Bechorah away from Esav. Becharbi uvekashti. Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem. Tfila, avoida. That's what brought about that Yaakov was able to take away the Bechorah from Esav, and therefore he's Yisrael, not Esav. Which Chanukah is the Yomtiv that it's revealed that we are Yisrael, that we are Hashem's Bechor. The last Yomtiv, it's interesting, the first Yomtiv is Pesach. And that's where the Pasuk says, Koy Amar Hashem, B'ni Bechor Yisrael, Koy Amar Hashem, Koy, Chof Hei. Pesach, that's the first Yomtiv. But when did this become realized? Chanukah. At the end of the parasha, the Pasuk says, Yaakov, Yitzchak sends Yaakov to Padan Aram. It says four times the word Padena. Kum Lech Padena Aram. And then again. Vayelech Padena Aram. And then again. Vishilach Oisai Padena Aram. And then Vayelech Padena Aram. I believe the Rekeach, I believe, says this. That the four times Padena Aram are the four Goliaths. Mitzrayim, Edo, or Bovel, Modai, Yovan, Edoim. Padena Aram is Begematria Mitzrayim. Because all Goliaths are called Mitzrayim, Miloshim Meitzar. And then afterwards, Vayelech Esav El Yishmol. That's Golis Yishmol. The fifth Golis, as we mentioned last week, that's Golis Yishmol. So you have all the Goliaths here. Yaakov goes out of Eretz Yisrael. He's going into, he's the Simon Lebonim. He's dealing now with Lavan, with Esav. He's dealing with all the Goliaths. That's the four times Padena, the Vayelech Esav El Yishmol. And then Yaakov goes to the base Medrash of Eva for 14 years. That's how he deals with the Golis. So too, we, who have already gone through all the Goliaths, and now we're at the end. Every year we have the Yomtiv of Chanukah to help us deal with the Goliaths. Chanukah, smack in the middle of the longest nights of the year, the Leile Teves HaAruchim. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of Harchava, the opposite of Mitzrayim, the opposite of Minah Meitzar. In fact, we are told this in this week's parasha. Yitzchak dug three wells. All the Mepharshim ask, what's the Torah talking about these wells? Who cares about these wells? In fact, there's very little about Yitzchak that we know. The little that we know about Yitzchak was that he dug wells. And Yitzchak is the pacha, the yira. Yitzchak is the epitome of avoda is Yitzchak, and he's digging wells. So the Ramban tells us that every one of these wells was connected to another Beis HaMikdash. The first was Esek, the second one was Sitna, was destroyed because of hatred. And the third is Rechayvais. So Rechayvais, that's expansion, that's Harchava, Kihirchav Hashem Lanu, Farinu Ba'aretz, that's the third Beis HaMikdash. However, the Balaturim says a little different. The Balaturim says, Rechayvais, he says, is connected Yavon. Esek is connected Bavel, Sitna is connected Haman, and Rechayvais is connected Yavon. He says, Shegozru, that they shouldn't be Toivul. He tried to prevent them from Piri Veribya. They didn't let the women go to the mikveh. He says an amazing thing, the Nase Elohim Nes, similar to the Chanukah miracle, the Nizdame Elohim Mikveh, Kol Echad V'Echad, everyone had a mikveh in their house all of a sudden, whatever that means. It's like the oil came out from under the ground, the water came out from under the ground, they had mikvahs to go to. So he connects Rechayvais to Chanukah, to Yavon, to Chanukah in other words, and the Ramban says Rechayvais is the Bayis HaShlishi, Tharastira, because Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. What we are going to experience in the future, we experience every year on Chanukah. And the Avoida is restored. Avoida b'chayros, as mentioned before. So Chanukah is the yontif of relief. Harchava, the third be'er here. Rechayvais, the opposite of churvais. We go from churvais to rechayvais. From meitzar, from Mitzrayim, golus, to geula. Chanukah, we experience the geula of La'asid. Chanukah is the yomtiv of Asid. The Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Ha'yavdel. The Or Agon is Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Ha'yavdel, which is the gematria 8 times Chanukah. Chanukah, therefore, is the most powerful yomtiv of all the yomim toivim. The last yomtiv and the only yomtiv that's able to go into the depths, into the lowest levels. We see today, even non-religious Jews are affected by the Chanukah menorah. Chanukah menorah is all over. Chanukah menorah is in the banks. The bank, but they do it because they want people to come to the bank. But obviously, there's something about the Chanukah menorah. Purim, you don't find that. But Chanukah, there's a menorah in the banks. Because Chanukah, even the goyim are affected by Chanukah. The Gemara says, Atshatichla regal min ashuk ad the kalya rigla de tarmudoyi. Even the tarmudoyim, those are goyim, also were affected That's how powerful Hanukkah, the Hashem Yagi Achoshvi, Hanukkah is so powerful, the Sforim speak to us, like the way it's going to be in the future. In the future, the Goyim will also be affected. Mashiach is not just for us, Mashiach is for the entire world. So Hanukkah, which is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, Mashiach is Rosh HaTevis, Madlik, Shmoinas, Yemei Hanukkah. Mashiach with the Milui of the Oisius, Memem, Shin Yud Nun, with the Milui of the Oisius, Mashiach B'Milui is B'Gematria, Hadlokas Ner Hanukkah. Lighting the menorah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. According to the Mechaber, we lane on Hanukkah, we start from Birchas Koyhanim. And Birchas Kehanim begins with Koisivarchu es b'nei Yisrael Omar Elohim. Also, Bracha. As we began tonight, Parshas told us is the Parsha of Bracha. Chanukah is Bracha. Ches, Chesnun, Chesnun Chav, Chesnun Chav Hei, B'gematria Bracha. Every night, Hoysafa. Chanukah is Bracha. So we start according to the Machaber and Sfardim, Anoyeg, to start the lengthening, not from Vayhibyam Kalois Moshalokam Es HaMishkan, but they start from Koisivarch Es B'nai Yisrael. The Baal HaTurim brings here, in the Schus of Ani V'Hanar Neilucha At Koi, Koi Yezarecha, Asha At Koi Barcheni Hashem. 25 letters in Shema Yisrael. 25 times says Bracha in Chumash. 25 times says Shalom in Chumash. Everything is 25. Shema Yisrael has 25 oisis. The Tune Zoyar says, Keneged Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that became revealed. Shema Yisrael, not Yaakov. Shema Yisrael. B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. 25 oisis. The 24 oisis in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai. And 25, Chanu Chafei, 25 of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where Hashem becomes revealed as Hashem Echad. And we start with laying, according to everyone, we read afterwards about Hakamas HaMishkan. The Mishkan was concluded, was finished, Chafei Kislev. They waited to be Mechanechid, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's why Kislev was upset. The Gro in Hagois and Shulchan Aruch brings this psikta, brings this medrash, that Kislev was repaid. That in Kislev, we have Chanukah, which is Chanukah's Habayah, similar to Chanukah's HaMishkan, and we learned about Chanukah's HaMishkan. And what was the Mishkan all about? Avodah. Mishkan was in order to serve Hashem, that's the whole idea. Serving Hashem, Avodah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Chinuch to Avodah, the opposite of his rashlus, Chinuch is Zrizus. How is one Mechanech his children to serve Hashem? With Zrizus, especially when you start. You always start with a Zrizus, with a Frischkeit, fresh, new. That's Chanukah, Chinuch. Chinuch is the beginning. His rashlus, you know, when it's at the end already, you know, that was his. That's what led to Yavan. So Chanukah is chinuch, is haschola, is his chachos, especially in this area of avodah. And with this, we can understand also why the haftira of this parish, as mentioned before, is about the bizoy of avodah. Malachi, the last navi. Malachi is Ezra. The last navi is scolding Klal Yisrael, especially the Kohanim, who at that time were lacking in their Zrizus and the Avodah. And that's why he speaks afterwards about the importance. Referring to Aaron HaKohen, the Kohanim, Kohanim's Zrizim Haim. The Kohanim, that's why they had to be the example. The Yom Tov of Chanukah came through them because they were the example of those who are Zrizim in Avodah. And that's what Chanukah has to teach us, to be Zrizim in Avodah. And in that Zchus, we are Zoicha to be the Bechor, that the rest, Hashem will restore the Bechor, that the name Yisrael we will get because we deserve that name. Klal Yisrael will be referred to as Yisrael. The nations will recognize it. When we turn to Hashem and recognize Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we serve Hashem, and therefore we serve no one else. The more we serve Hashem, the more reasons we serve Hashem, the less we have to be subservient to the nations. As Yitzchak actually says to Esav, when Esav is crying and bemoaning the loss of his bracha, he says, the only way, the alchar b'chatichi v'esachicha ta'avoid, v'hoya kashet torid ufarakta ule mi'al tzavarecha, as if Klal Yisrael chas v'shalom, Miss Rachel in the Avodah, that's when Esav takes over. Mishmani Horetz Yemay Shavechas, who Italia Shal Yavan, says Rashi. Italia Shal Yavan. The Yavanim. So it's an offshoot of Esav in a way. It would be Zeichetaka to a Freilich and Chanukah, a wonderful Chaydish Kislev. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that brings with it Yeshua's Refuas, Refuas Shalema, to those who need Refuas Shalema, Yosef ben Bracha, Mashur ben Shaul ben Rachel, many that need Refuas, Yeshuas, Shaduchim, everything that we need, Parnasa. Bracha means, Bracha is called all the Brachas. This is a parsha of Bracha. This parsha we can be zeichet to all the Brachas. All the Brachas are here. Haysafa, Bracha, Bechaira is all in parshas told us. We should be zeichet takat of Yiktam, Bechaira, Elikim, Mital HaShemayim, Mishmane HaOretz, Varev Dagon, Vesirach, as Chazal say, refers to Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Torah, and everything else. And therefore, Ya'avducha Amim, the nations will serve us. We won't serve them because we will be serving Hashem properly. We will be zeichet to all these Brachas. And to be zeichet to Ve'ele, Toil Dais Yitzchak, which is as the Balaturim says, Tzmichas Ben David Sheyavai B'Meheru.